WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The end of the year is list time for critics. Rock critic Ken Tucker has his picks for the best records of 89.
I've always approached popular music from the point of view of art for art's sake. That is, I'm not one of those rock critics who values a musician's work more highly if his or her politics agree with mine. I'm not willing to give a singer a break just because he or she is making some noble point in an otherwise mediocre song. That's why, for example, I find U2 admirable in principle and unlistenable in practice. But it's obvious to me that at least two of my favorite songs of the year are my favorites, at least in part because I admire so much the way they engage the current political climate. That, of course, is Madonna and Like a Prayer. In the early part of 1989, there was no song more controversial or more pervasive than that one. Madonna is one of those touchstones of pop culture. You can win or lose friends over your stand on her as an artist. Me, I think she's great, and the fact that so many people whine, "but she can't sing," or "but she's not a real musician," only strengthens my fondness for her. With Like a Prayer and its erotically charged video, Madonna took on everything. Born-again revivalism, race relations, commercial endorsements. Pepsi felt it necessary to pull their ad featuring her in the face of the firestorm that this song provoked. 1989 was also shaped around this hit song.
Working all week, 9 to 5 for my money. So when the weekend comes, I go get live with the honey. Rolling down the street, I saw this girl when she was pumping. I winked my eyes, got into the ride, went to a club with jumping. Introduced myself as Low, she said, "You're a liar." I said, "I got it going on, baby doll, and I'm on fire." Took her to the hotel, she said, "You're the king." I said, "Be my queen if you know what I mean, and let's do the wild thing."
Wild Thing by Tone Loc was another touchstone. In this case, a witty rap song about sex that turned into a media nightmare when the song title was misheard as Wilding by New York police questioning suspects in the brutal rape of a jogger in Central Park. Tone Loc's huge hit, the biggest selling rap single of all time, became tainted by its association with this horrendous crime. In the process, Wild Thing lost its strength as a wonderful piece of music that reacted very strongly against the new wave of cultural conservatism that tried to disguise itself as mere prudishness or parental concern. Like a Prayer and Wild Thing were terrific singles that ended up engaging the world at large. My favorite album of the year, however, was a collection of songs that could have appeared in 1989, 1979, or 1969. Tom Petty's Full Moon Fever came as close as rock gets these days to sounding timeless.
She's a good girl, loves her mama, loves Jesus, in America too. She's a good girl, is crazy about Elvis, loves horses, and her boyfriend too. And it's a long day, living in Reseda, there's a freeway, running through the yard, and I'm a bad boy. I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart.
I'll run down my top 10 albums starting at the top. Tom Petty's Full Moon Fever, Roy Orbison's Mystery Girl, the Royal Crescent Mob's Spin the World, Marty Stewart's Hillbilly Rock, the Mekons' Rock and Roll, the Jungle Brothers' late-breaking Done by the Forces of Nature, Bob Dylan's Oh Mercy, Bonnie Raitt's Nick of Time, Pear Ubu's Cloudland, and this album, The Pixies' Doolittle, a record so complicated and noisy and mysterious I didn't even really know what to say about it, and so I never managed to review it on this show. That's the kind of terrific year it was, containing some songs so public you couldn't escape them, and some songs so private you didn't even want to talk about them. I hope next year is as good.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for The Village Voice, LA Weekly, and Spin.